In the United States, debt negotiations between the Obama administration and congressional leaders are continuing behind closed doors. Christopher Wells reports.
Lawmakers have less than 2 weeks to increase the debt ceiling, or else the U.S. Treasury risks not being able to make key interest payments on debt already incurred. Basically, the United States needs to borrow money in order to service the country's existing debt, or else the U.S. government will default on its obligations. The problem is, the U.S. has already borrowed as much as it is allowed by law to borrow. So Congress needs to pass a law increasing that amount, and the Republican-led House of Representatives is insisting on spending reductions as a condition of raising the so-called debt ceiling, while at the same time refusing to countenance tax hikes to increase revenue. Democrats, on the other hand, have called for eventual tax increases for households with $250,000 in annual income and are insisting on guarantees for certain services they see as essential social obligations. White House spokesman Jay Carney says despite the apparent impasse, the two sides are talking.
Well, actually, first of all, I would just say that there have been, as I've said, conversations ongoing.
The inability of the U.S. political leadership to reach an agreement is already affecting global market confidence. The price of gold rose to above $1,600 an ounce on Monday, a new high, while stock indices fell. I'm Christopher Wells.